This is the most famous chapter and scripture that talks about the unity of the church, as Jesus prays for the unity of the church. And the unity of the church is based and should be rather the unity between Jesus and the Father must be seen in the unity of the church. Of course, that subject is a complex subject. In view of the unity of the church, it is really not for me to give or to share, but for the experts in the subject. Immediately after the first millennium, as you know, during the first millennium, there was the one Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. And immediately after, in 1054, came what is called the Great Schism, the breaking of communion between the Greek East and the Latin West. Then 500 years later, in the West, came the Reformation. And after was and is history in the making. From the Tower of Babel to Egypt's pyramids to modern-day skyscrapers, man is in perpetual pursuit to build, building better, higher, more efficient towers, setting new records, breaking their old records, and setting new records. If we read Psalm 127 speaks about if the Lord builds the house, we will labor in vain. Then that is the very premise and the gist of Psalm 127. The theme of this psalm is to become a wise builder. In biblical times, Jews go on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for the Jewish specified feasts by families, by clans. The effort is to go on a pilgrimage has something to do with the family's edification. Edification, and that word is derived from the idea of constructing or building something. Then later it came to also mean to build a home. Well, for those of you who are parents, like everything else a family does together, the regular pilgrimage was an exercise in house building, to build a religious family. If a family is the fabric of a vibrant and robust society, then a godly Catholic Christian home is essential to a godly society. The psalm begins with, "Unless the Lord builds the house, in vain have the builders toiled. Unless the Lord should guard the city, in vain did the guardian keep watch." Let me insert by saying that's the reason why we're praying every day. Because we believe that God will guard, and we ask God to guard our city, our barrio, our town, our country from this pandemic. We remind ourselves that God promised protection for all of us, and we pray. Let us continue on. In other words, from this psalm, all human effort directed toward the pursuit of building a Christian home, a godly society, or anything for that matter, is futile. Without a firm trust in and the assistance of God's grace, all our efforts will be in vain. To build a home is already hard, much less a Christian home that has its challenges, especially in the modern world. It is not an easy endeavor. Ask any parent, ask any father, ask any mother. It is not that easy. But that's the reason why God said and promised that we need God's assistance to build a home, particularly a Christian Catholic home. As sons of Adam, humans have to till the ground with the sweat of the brow. In the olden times, a hunter will go to the woods to find food for his family. In modern times, people go to the office or to their office or factory to work. After everything is said and done, it is God who provides our daily bread. From Luke chapter 5 and verse 6, but Simon answered and said to Jesus, or to him, Master, we have toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. The background was the disciples were trying to catch fish. They stayed all night. And remember, these are not amateurs. They have been fishermen. They know what they were doing. And yet they could not have a great catch. And then in the morning when Jesus met them, he said, Well, cast your net again. And at the bidding of Christ, they did have and acquired a great catch. No human effort can hope for much apart from the graciousness of God. Whatever it is, whether it's building a home, work of ministry, the preaching of the gospel, helping the poor, education, evangelism, discipleship, are not dependent on the person's doing, but God's doing. The book of Acts says, And the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. St. Paul writes to the church at Corinth, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. For we are God's fellow workers. You are God's field, and you are God's building. In the gospel, Jesus prays for the unity of the church. Such unity must be from the understanding that the body of Christ, the church, is a family. Baptized in the name of God, as we looked at together yesterday. The vine has many branches, of which some have fallen and new ones have emerged. Unity only happens when there is diversity and vice versa. Let me give you a good example. If you give five individuals an equal amount of money to buy a car, they will not go for the same brand, they will not go for the same color, nor they would go for the same model. There is diversity indeed. The unity of the church is in Christ. There may not be uniformity, but there has to be unity. It is when Christ becomes the center, not the individual, nor the institution or the institution. For instance, an example, the live stream is a platform where all can join, regardless of the individual's Christian's background or the Christian background of the person. We come together to pray because Jesus called us to pray. Such a complex subject, but it will happen because Jesus is praying for the church. What is our human responsibility? That we need to foster and foment unity at our level. We need to love our Christian brothers and sisters because we are one family in Christ. God is going to answer our prayers. It is going to happen. And as we put our lives, or Christ as the center of our lives, I believe that we will see that unity. It is not man's doing, but it is God's doing. It comes from the understanding we all pray together regardless of our Christian background. We all come and pray together, not looking at our differences, but because the Lord called every single Christian and taught every single Christian to pray. We have unity to pray for the world we live in.